Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Mem Ches. We're holding the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the final line, where the Gemara begins, Ubedvorim Mikoi Ba'avot. Now you remember that back in our Gemara yesterday, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What is the din about Kinyonim by Metaltlin? Everybody agrees that today, meaning after the Rabbanon, that clearly you cannot go and be Koine Metaltlin with money. You can only be koina with a different type of kinyan, such as a kinyan meshicha, hagbah, etc. Our Gemara mainly focuses on the kinyan and meshicha. The question is, however, in the times of the Torah before the Rabbanan, what was the din? Were you able to be koina with mo'oiz, just like you can go and be koina, for instance, a piece of karka, or lahavdul, to go and marry, you can do that with money. Could you also be koina metalkal with money, min ha-Torah? Or was it always even in a Torah that you had to go and use a kinyan like a kinyan mashiach? And that was a machloki between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Where Rabbi Yochanan said, Dvar Torah, mo'ois koinois. Mashiach is only midrabanan. Why? Gezeira shema yoimriloi nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah. We're concerned about that the chitim are burning there in the aliyah, in the storage bin, or what have you. And the moicher is not going to care, because he says, I got my money, that's lekeach's headache. So we said, no, it still belongs to you until a Mashiach is made. That's a contribution. A contrish lokish, already mena Torah, Mashiach is koina, and mois are not koinois, based on the pasuk, v'chisim kremimka l'amisecha, oi konoi miyad amisecha. Fine. Now, at the end of our Mishnah, we said, because of the fact that mois are not koinois, if a person were to go and give millions of dollars to go and buy a pen or a table or a chair or whatever, doesn't matter. You give as much money as you want, you did not make a kinyan yet, and therefore you can be choizer. You can change your mind because no kinyan was done. Says the Mishnah, however, don't think that this is an ethical thing to do. It's a terrible thing to do. Aval, Omru, Misha, Parmi, Dora, Mabel, who also the Parmi, Misha, no, Ime, Bidi, Burai. Person who doesn't keep his word, even though it's not binding in terms of legally and monetarily, however, the person deserves to go and get a Misha Par. So now the Gemara asked at the very end of yesterday's Gemara, if you go two lines from the bottom, if you're going to learn like Rabbi Yochanan that min haTorah mois are koine, it's only the Rabbanan that they say mois are not koine. You have to make a meshicha. That's why the Mishnah says, Mister, you pay the money and you want to change your mind now, don't do it. Even though legally you're allowed to, but it's not ethical. It's not moral. Misha, etc. That makes a lot of sense. Because after all, min haTorah the mois is koinois. He's koi bavel. Avi yamris mois eimen koinois. If you tell me min haTorah amid rabbanon, there's no such thing as mois be koinois. No, so you gave money, you didn't give money, this is bunish. It's all hevel verik, it's nothing. So my koi bavel, if he changes his mind, Nothing happened. So why does he get this avol amru mishapara? Everything one mishum dvorim, just for the dibur alone. You're right. Because mois einan koina is not midarais and not midarabanan, according to Reish Lakish. And so therefore that's the case. Why is this aval mishapara? Says, just because of your dibur alone. Not that you said that you're going to go ahead with this transaction, and then you withdraw and you change your mind, you're ready to get the aval. Frey Dimara, this is where we're holding now, Bidvorim Mikoy Bavol, is that right? Just for Dibur Ba'alma, you get an Avol Batanya. I have a Brice Reb Shimon Oimer, top of Memches Omer Aleph. Av Misha Omru, Talis Koine Dinazov, Vein Dinazov Koine Talis. Mikomokim Kachalocha. What the Gemara is doing is, it's paraphrasing from our Mishnah, because back in the Mishnah we said that, for instance, Zov Koine Sekesev, and the kesef is not koina es hazov. What was the reason for that? Because if you want to make a kinyan, you have to make a kinyan meshicha in the peira, in what the Gemara called the peira, and that will be koina by making kinyan the peira, you'll be koina the tiva, you'll be koina the matbeis. You can't go and make a kinyan in the matbeis, in the money, you have to go and make a kinyan in the peira. That's how we started off the perek. Azov koines hakesef, hakesef eina koine es hazov. And then the Mishnah said towards the end, nosan loy mo'ois v'loy moshech heimenu peiroiz yochalachzibay. Even though you gave money, you paid money. Loy moshech yochalachzibay. And fakir, moshech heimenu peiroiz, if he did a mashiach of a peiroiz, v'loy nosan loy mo'ois, ain't yochalachzibay, because mashiach is koine. Mo'ois is not koine. Said the Mishnah, even though we just got finished saying that if he gave mo'ois v'loy moshech, Yochalachzibay, legally, you have every right to change your mind. Avul amru misha para miyanshe dera mavul. Okay, very good. So getting back to Reb Shimon now. Avul misha amru talis koine dinner zahav. You want to go and buy a talis, and it must be a very expensive talis.
Yeah,
must be with a nice, beautiful atorah on the top. If you want to buy it, you can go and buy it by paying dinner zahav. That's a very, very expensive coin, 25 times dinner kesef. Anyway, meaning, if you want to close your transaction, handing over the money doesn't close, because mois are not koine by metalta. But talis koine, if you go make a kinyan mashicha, the marshal in the talis, a kinyan hagbor the talis, that's going to be koine dinazov, vein dinazov, koine talis. So that's the basic halacha, which is just similar to our Mishnah. Mikol ma koine, nevertheless, if in fact a person went and gave a dinner zav, did not make a meshicha in the talis, and he wants to go and change his mind, min adin meikar din he's allowed to. Ain dinner zav kredit talis. You paid the money, mazel tov, nothing happened. Even though that's the halacha, that's the strict rule of law, havel amr mishen par meyachidar mabla. Now the Reb Shimon this Tosefta is much broader in terms of its breadth of the Misha Para. And the Misha, we don't talk about the Ramabal, the Nanchi Afloga, but he continues on. Amru Misha Para, Mianchi Dara Mabal, Mianchi Dara Afloga, Mianchi Sidei Vamoira, and for the Mitzriim that were in the Yam, who was the Lipora, the Misha, and Oimed, who was the Lipora that, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that punished all of these guys? He's going to punish those she'enayim v'diburay that changes his mind and does not consider his word to be his bond, to be worth gold. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives out Misha Par. So far, so good. But now continues the Braisa. Says Reb Shimon. Yes?
Sorry, I just find it odd that something that's halachically legal, God's going to punish you for.
It may be legal, but it's unethical and immoral. So legally or within the confines of the law.
I understand. It's just hard for me to, you know.
Well, it's hard for you because you, whenever you say a word that you're going to come to davening, that you're going to daven from the Yomid, you always do a wonderful job and you're always so trustworthy and reliable. Some people that unfortunately are dishonest, so even if they live within the strict confines of the law, we tell them that just because of your dishonesty and because of your untrustworthiness, that's why you're going to eventually chas v'shalom be punished. This is to obviously to throw a lot of cold water on the person, that he should realize you have to go lefnim mishuras adin. Don't just always look at the exact strictures of law. And continues on. V'hanoysim v'noysim b'dvorim. What happens if there was just dibur ba'alma loikana? Then it's zero. In other words, Reuven and Shimon make up. I'm going to go and sell you my parah for your chamor for your parah, or the parah for $100, your shor for $100, whatever. They make up, and then after that, one of the people changes his mind. B'chizibay, ein ruach chachomim noichemenu. The rabbis are not happy with people that go and commit themselves, and then after they said, yeah, I had a change of heart, I slept over it, slept on it, and I changed my mind.
What does this mean in practical terms? So they're not happy. A lot of people are not happy. This is the halachic consequence.
What it means is that we're trying to teach you, if you want to be a real elachid, don't do such things. Because if you go and ask a rav, you ask a dayan, you ask a chacham, he will say, it's a nishchein, an elachid mach nishtazoi. He always makes sure to go and do things not just within the strictures of the law. You committed yourself, b'dibur, don't change your mind. Go and show that you're an ish neman, that you have a reputation of honesty, integrity, that your word is your bond, etc. But it doesn't go to the level of a mishapara. It's only ein ruach chacham noichemen. So the Omer Rava, so Rava said about this last article, Hanoisim Hanoisim Bedvarim, that all he did was he violated his word, his verbal commitment. The Omer Rava, Ano Ein Lano Ela Ein Ruach Chava Noicha Heimenu. Aha, so what do I see from this Brisa continued with Rava, that if you're only talking about a person who's violating his words, you don't rise to the level of a Misha Parah, it's only Ein Ruach Chava Noicha Heimenu. Didn't we say in the bottom of the Yomid, according to Reish Lakish, since the Mois are not koinois, not minatoida, not midrabanan, what's the reason why you get a Misha Parah if you change your mind? Because of its Dvarim. I just said now that if it's only Dvarim, you don't get the Misha Parah, you only get the Ein Ruach Achavim Noicheh Menu. See, Mois is a very simple terz. Dvarim v'kabadayim mo'oiz koi ba'avol. Dvarim v'lekabadayim mo'oiz koi ba'avol. It all depends on how, whether it was just Dvarim alone or was Dvarim plus. And that is, when we said in this price with Reb Shimon, and we ended off, noisim noisim b'dvarim loikana. V'achoyze boi en rucham meichamenu. There was only Dvarim. There was no kinyan whatsoever. Not only there wasn't a kinyan. There was no transfer of money. Nothing happened. The Maisa, it was only a dibur. Reuven and Shimon made up. I'm going to sell you tomorrow my chabar for $100. Come by at 9 o'clock and I'm going to work it out. There'll be a closing. And then the next morning they get together at 9 o'clock after davening. No, where's your $100? Where's your chabar? Overnight it changed my mind. $150 for the chabar. How can you do that? Yesterday you said $100 and I was so sure and it was dumb. Now you say $150. Yeah, but we didn't make it a Kenyan. I didn't give you any money. A guy like you, the rabbis wouldn't even talk to you. They wouldn't be mishadach with you. Wow, goodish. However, if in fact, in addition to talking about the $100, he gave him the $100 and says, I trust you, you'll give me the chamor tomorrow, no problem, I gave you the money. Oh, that's already a different story. That if the next morning he says, $100 doesn't do it, you have to give me $150, then it's not just Ein Ruach Chacham Neichemena. Then it's Aval Misha Bora. And therefore, even though Reish Lakish holds, you're right, that Min HaToyra Midrabonin says Reish Lakish, Mois and not Koinois at all. Masking. But the fact that there was a deeper, plus a Maisa, even though either of the two, or neither of the two is binding on the individual, this is no Dibur, and this is only a Maisa Kesef, it wasn't a Maisa Kinyan. Nevertheless, the combination gives you an upgrade, or a downgrade, depending which way you look at it. It's no longer just Ein Ruach Chacham Neichemenu, it's also Aval Misha Para, Mi'anchidur Amabel, etc. Chas V'Sholem, who also be part of the Misha Noimit B'Dibur. So, it's a very simple teretz. Truth of the matter is, this teretz is already built into the brisa itself, because the brisa on the second line says, the ein dinner zov koine talis. The ein dinner zov means he paid the dinner zov, he didn't receive the talis yet, and therefore he could change his mind. Mikol mokim kach halacha, ava omur misha bara. Oh, so it was both not only a dibur that they agreed to the price, but he actually handed over the money. Then you get a Misha Parah. If it was only nice and mid-dvara, then you don't get a Misha Parah. And therefore, Reish Lakish says, it's a mishver from this Braisa, because the Braisa, what it says, it's only Ein Ruach Chacham Neichemenu, because it was only Dibur. But I have a Dibur together with money. A Dibur together with money is a different story altogether. The reason why the Gemara doesn't say internally, a Raya from Reb Shimon, saying, not only don't you have a Kasha, he says, in fact, clearly, Ein Dinner Zov Koyne Talis, that if you gave money, then there's the Misha Parah. So that was a Dibur Mitam Maisa with money, get a Misha Parah. What's the Kasha in Reish Lakish? Because you'll remember that Reish Lakish said yesterday that I agree that Reb Shimon disagrees with Rabbanah. Because at the end of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon says that if money changed hands, the only one that's able to change his mind is the Moicher. As opposed to the lekeach that doesn't have the schoira, he didn't receive it yet, and he already paid over the money, so he doesn't have anything. So Reb Shimon says, oh, only the moicher can go and change his mind, and not the lekeach. And the Gemara asks, what's the reason why? He said, Reish Lakish, I'll tell you. According to Reb Shimon, I agree to what Reb Yoichanan says, aliba de chachom. and that is that min ha-toyra mo'is koinois. It's only midrabban because the gzeir Hashem yisruchitecha baliyah. Shema yoymer yisruchitecha baliyah. Ah, because of that, that's why there's a din of midrabbanan that you have to do a karm mashiach, you have to do a mashiach. So Gemara said yesterday that Rish Lakish says that's the machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, that's why Reb Shimon says only the moicher can go and change his mind, and not lekech, while the Chum hold both the moicher and the lekech. Why? Because the Tanakama said the Gemara couldn't Rish Lakish yesterday, holds like me, Rish Lakish, the Mashiach is koina, since Mashiach is koina, until you do the Mashiach, garnished, nothing happened. That's why each one of them could go and have charata could be choyzer. Mashenker, according to Reb Shimon, said Reish Lakish. No, he taka holds the svara of Rabbi Yochanan that Moses taka koinis minatay. So as soon as the money changed hands, vis-a-vis the lekeach, he's stuck. He can no longer change his mind because he handed over the money. Mashenker, vis-a-vis the moicher, he didn't hand over the schoyre yet. So therefore, he can still change his mind. Remember, that's what the Gemara said. That's the machloek between Reb Shimon and Rabban. Ah, so therefore, according to Reb Shimon, lishitasai, I understand why this avu omru misha para. Why? Because in fact, it was a real maisa. Dinner zohav was handed over. Mois koinais min ha toira, even though not midrabanan. That's right. The reason why the moichin can still change his mind, but not the lekeh. Ah. But since you went and paid the money, which according to Reb Shimon, like Reb Yochanan, and according to Rish Lakish as well, since Mois Kainis Min HaTorah, that's why there's a Mishnah Para. However, Rish Lakish Lishitosei, according to the Rabban, not according to Reb Shimon, according to Rabban, that he holds that Dibur alone is Gunish, and adding money is also Gunish. The Freiti Morai Bazoi, why is there an Aval? It should only be Ein Ruch Hacham Noichei Menu. Says Agimara, if Utaka be pure Dvarim, Noisva Noisva Dvarim, 100% right, and Ruchacham. But since it was Dvarim, plus money, even though money's not Koina, not Minatoid, not Midrabanan, says Reish Lakish. Nevertheless, but it's a Dibra plus a Maisa, it gets upgraded to the Avol Chasa Sholem, the Mishapar. Zogti Mora Vaita.
So shouldn't it be limited to Noi?
In fact, that is, that's what Mori said yesterday. If you go back 5-6 lines in the bottom of the Omid, this machloike between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in fact, the same machloike is according to Reish Lakish between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. The Rabbanan hold the reason is like Reish Lakish, of that Mashiach is kind of minat Torah because of Chisim Kro Mim Kolam Yisecha. But I agree with you that going to Reb Shimon, the reason is, like Rabbi Yochanan says, that Moisa Koinis Min HaTorah, no al tzegzeira Shem Yisroch et chitecha bali. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So we've now concluded this shtickle. We asked the Kasha and Reish Lakish, and we answer the Kasha, Dvorim plus money, although it's not a Kenyan, nevertheless, you get a Mishapar. Now, Omer Rav, Kro'u Masnisim B'sayilei Lid Reish Lakish. I'm going to bring you a ray from Psukim, as well as from a braisa on the bottom of the Omid, that we learn like Reish Lakish, that min ha-toira, you have to make a meshicha, mo'ois einon koinois. Everything like the Rabban. Shimon, everybody agrees. Only like the Rabban. Besides Reish Lakish, Krah. What's the Krah? Krah, just says in the Pasuk. And this Pasuk is talking about Asham Gizelois, and it's Psukim at the very end of Parshas Vayikra. And there it says in the Pasuk that if anybody goes and causes someone else a monetary loss, he couples it with a false shvua. Afterwards, he's moide umesvada. Then he has to, number one, pay the amount that he damaged the other guy monetarily. He has to add a choymesh chamishisa yosef. Although, then he has to go and bring a carbon asham, a carbon asham. Now, the Pasuk, it goes into great detail and says that there are five possible ways that you can go and damage someone monetarily. He denied Bikodin. In other words, he was a shomer. And he said, you didn't give me a Bikodin, I gave you the Bikodin back. That means a loan, for an extended loan. He denies it. He says, I paid it back. He stole from someone. Always refers to an employer that didn't pay his employees. That's pasuk number one. The Gemara doesn't continue on. The next pasuk right after that, that he found an Aveda, and he said, no, it's not true, I didn't find your Aveda, I know what you're talking about. And each time, V'nishba al-shoker, each one of these five, it's not only the chichesh, he denied it, but he made, chas v'sholem, a shvuas sheker. So you have pikodoin is one, sumas yadis alone is two, gezel is three, oshek asamisa is the employee's wages is four, oimotza aveda, which is the next pasuk, which is number five. Okay. Now, the Gemara knows, or the Chachamim in our Gemara had a Kabbalah, that even though the Torah enumerates all of these five, but one ingredient that all five have to have is that the Hakhosha, the denial, relates not to something intangible, it has to be something tangible. Now, in the case of, for instance, Pikodoy, obviously that's tangible. I went and left the Pikodon with you, of a box of tissues, or of a seltzer bottle, or whatever, that's a tangible thing, and you deny it, so you're now denying something tangible, and you're making a false shvua, you have to bring the Hashem gezeiros. Same thing would apply, of course, by gezel. Gezel chas v'shalom, someone stole something, he stole my box of tissues. Or, if you're talking about aveda, you're talking about something tangible. I lost my pen, I lost my tissues, you found it, you deny it, you made a false shvua, something tangible. The two things which are not tangible. One is the loan, of course, gizantai, even though when you extended the loan, of course, it was money, but milvul haitzon nitna. So now you're saying you owe me loan. Where's the money? The money, gizantai, that I gave you originally might now be in Australia, it might be in Africa, who knows where the money is. But it doesn't matter because you don't have to give me back those funds. You have to give me back other funds, any money. Same thing when it applies to the employee's wages. There is no, can't go and point to the wages until the person takes out the money, and he hands it over to the employee, the while it's just dvarim ba'alma, it's not tangible. Aha. So Zokti Gemoriyat, how are you going to then cause a person to be chayiv in korban asham gzeilois without that tangibility vis-a-vis the sesumas yod, the loan, and vis-a-vis the oshek esamisa, the employee's wages. So says Zimar, tesumas yad omrav, chizaki goin, sheyichad loy, kli lahalva osay. When the malva lent the money to the loyva, he said to the loyva, will you able to pay me back? Of course I could pay you back. But obviously you are scrapped for funds, otherwise you wouldn't be borrowing them. So how do I know you're going to get me back? You see, I have over here a beautiful koisha liyo, which I always use by the Seder night. It's silver, it's nice and tall, it's worth $200, $500, whatever, it covers the entire amount of the loan. Now, he didn't hand it over to the malva as a mashkoi. The malva said, okay, I see, Baruch Hashem, you have that, so I feel comfortable and I'm extending to you the loan. But he didn't make an akinyan. Rather, the loiva retained that kli. Same thing with the oshak. Rav Chizda says, the guy of the employee's wages, when she yichav a kli the oshkoi. The employee says to the employer, how do I know that you're going to go and pay me? How do I know that you have money? Look at this Eliyahu Novi case, plenty of money. Oh, okay. However, in both cases, at least at this point, they left the kli with, in the case of the loiva, with the loiva, in the case of the employer, with the employer. No kinyan was made, but he showed him. Ah, and then after that, when we have a situation where we call up the loiva, loiva, you got to go and pay on your loan, and the loiva says, either lehayadvar mi'oilam, or I paid it already, and he makes a full tshvua. Oh, so that's the case of sumas yad. V'chichesh v'amisi, sumas yad. And then after that, after the tshvua, afterwards he's moidim esmad, then he has to bring his asham gezeiros. And the same thing as the gabi, the employer. And here we're now, so let's go back to the loan. So now the malva says, but what about the elyonavi cost that you had? Yeah, I have it, it's fine. Nothing to do with your loan, the loan was paid off, or there never was a loan, I don't know what you're talking about. And he denies the whole thing. Ah, so then now we're denying something tangible. Not the loan proceeds alone, but, yeah, Lashon Nofel, Lashon Wishali, but also on the cost of Eliyahu. And the same thing by the employer. New employer, go and pay me my wages. The employer says, I don't know, you didn't work for me, and if you did, you did a shmata job anyway, or I paid you already, or whatever it is. Yeah, but don't you remember you have that Elyonavi cost? Ah, you don't deserve a penny, and I deny the whole thing. It's again, now he's being makhish, not only against the wages, but also that cost, something which is tangible. Okay.
But why isn't the loan tangible? Everything else is tangible. Pekadon is tangible. The loan is tangible because there was money. Mm-hmm. And let's just say that it's...
So you can point
it was,
to,
it was.
It was.
You
okay.
can point to this object that this was the Bikkurim. It still is the Bikkurim. Nothing has changed. I always owned it. I gave it to you to watch, and you denied it. When it comes to money, as soon as you hand it over to the loiva, he spends it immediately, and he's certainly entitled to it. Milvaloid's on it now. The reason why you lend money is not that the person should put it in his pocket. He wants to use it for paying off his choivis to invest or whatever he needs it for. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara.
I think the story of Shtarchov, Shtarchov doesn't have any intrinsic value, it's just the paper.
Exactly.
Because the loan itself, or the obligation, is intangible.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I think that we have the meaning of the minds. I think that meaning of the minds, if you change your mind, be careful. In Ruch Hakam Neuchem. Okay, anyway. So all of that is kind of the background for the Rai that we're trying to bring. And that is the Chiyahadri Kro Ksiv. Now, the Pasuk after that, this is two Pesukim later, look at the end of Parshas Beikra, it says, now when the person has finally been Moidim Misvada, he confesses, yeah, I made a false Shvua, and I owe you the money. So now look at the list. He's going to return the Gzela. He's going to go and pay the wages. He's going to give back the Bikon. And what happened? The sumas yod lehadri. The pasuk doesn't repeat the sumas yod. What happened to the sumas yod? Why did the Torah leave it out? For those of you that have the Torah or Shalom, you have it written out in very clear language. Number two, that's the wages. Oh, yes, so Aveda Shematza or the Aveda. I don't know why the Gemara leaves out the Aveda. But where's the Sumas Yod in the Pasuk? Sumas Yod is not repeated. So it's more in my time, why not? La Mishum de Mechasra Mashiach. Since we said that he only took out the Elinov because, but he didn't actually make a Mashiach. It just stayed there with the, in the case of the employer with the employer. In the case of the loan, it stayed with the lawyer. Since the Maluva didn't go and make a Kinyan on it, what's so important about Kinyan? After all, he gave him the money, and he pointed to the cost. Shouldn't that be enough? If you hold mo'ois koinois, he gave over those monies, why don't you go and say, you don't need to go and make a mashiach in the cost. Why don't you combine the giving over the money and the designation of the cost as if he's actually, in a sense, conveying the cost to him, not through physical action of Mashiach or Hagbah, but by paying the money. And therefore the Loiva says, yes, you gave me the money, and I guarantee you repayment based on this cost. So even though he didn't make a Mashiach on the cost, he says, you have to make a Mashiach. After all, aren't mo'is koinois min ha-toira, according to Rabbi Yochanan? And even though we're not talking about a classic case of a sale from Reuven to Shimon, masking. But since we're saying that vis-a-vis Hashem Gzeilus, you have to have something tangible. And he took out something tangible. And he gave the money based on that. Shouldn't that be deemed as if he is handing over the balas, the ownership of that cost, to Shimon in return for the loan? And that, if that's the case, why do we say that the Torah doesn't repeat the Sesumas Yod? And you don't have to give an Hashem Gzeilus. You should have to have examples, even though you didn't make the Mashiach. Is the Chasimin a Raya, says Rava, Teresh Lakish, that the Iker Kinyan Min HaTorah is Mashiach, not handing over funds. So until the Malva makes a Mashiach in this cost from the Loiva, nothing changed hands, nothing happened, it's Gunish, and therefore you would not have to bring an Hashem Gezelis under those circumstances. And therefore, yes, you're a bad guy for any one of the five different enumerated items that we had in the first pasuk, but you only have to go and bring your korban asham on one of the four and not on the five. Which is the fifth one? The sumas yod, you would not have to go and bring.
The same thing.
Oh, more ask your kasha. So we're going to get to that momentarily. Thank you, Brother Shai. So again, and the Aveda Asher Motza, Vil Tesumas Yod Lehadri. Why didn't Torah repeat it? My time of La Mishnah the Machas Mashiach. Since no Mashiach was accomplished, so it's not considered to be on the same level as the other items, and that's the reason why you would not bring an Hashem Gzeilos if the person denied the loan, the tzumas yad. Ah, so that's my raya, says Rava, to Reish Lakish, that the ikra is Mashiach, 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 Mo'ais, and not koinu by metaltal minatayr, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Omri Rapopla Rava, imish oishik hudi hadakra. You, that's the raya that Rava Shai just brought, and that is, remember, Rav Chisda said that just like you set up a tangible item vis-a-vis the loan, you set up a tangible item also vis-a-vis the wages. But yet the wages are repeated in the second pasuk. It says, Oyes Oishak Asher Oshak. So you see that even though there was no Mashiach, you're telling me that it's still sufficiently tangible for purposes of an Hashem Gzeilois, is the Chayrai to Rabbi Yochanan, Shver on Reish Lakish. Zokra Papa L'Rova, by Oishik, the Torah does repeat it in the second pasuk to bring a right to Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. Everyone Hachem by Yiskinik going should have told him Imenu v'chazrei v'fkidu etzloi. Ah, there in fact by the case of the Oishik, he did take it, meaning the employee says the employer, I'm a Reish Lakish man. If you're going to hold on to your kisish, your koishal yo, and you're not going to hand it over, you're not going to go and pay me, and then you're not going to even be chayv and Hashem gzeilois. I want to go and make a kinyan in the kos. I'll leave it with you, but I want to make a kinyan. So he makes a kinyan in the kos. He schleps it, or he picks it up, he makes his mashiach, and the employer says, okay, but I want it. Fine, I'll give it back to you like a turis bikon. I took it, it's mine. I made a mashiach on it, but I'm letting you hold on to it, but there is because. In the case of the wages, he took it from him, and he made taki his kinyan, mashiach agbo, v'chazroi, and then afterwards he returned it in the ifkiro yatzloi. Ah, so that's what the pasuk is talking about. So I don't have a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. It's still consistent with Reish Lakish. In the case of the wages, he did make a mashiach. In the case of the loan, he did not make a mashiach. Since he made a mashiach, the gabe, that kli, that was for the employee's wages, if afterwards he denies it, and he makes a full shvua, and afterwards he has to bring his Hashem gezeilos. Pray Timura, you're telling me that he left him for a bikkud? Hang a bikkud? We already have bikkud in the pasuk. After all, the pasuk begins. Why would you want to repeat pikadon twice?
One's a pikadon in the hand of the employer. One's a pikadon in the hand of the employee.
And, well, not the hand of the employee. They're just talking about a pikadon, a regular
pikadon. Right, of the loan.
A regular mafkid and a regular. But we're not talking about a loan. Loan, he didn't take it. At the moment, we're only.
It's a shomer situation. It's just a mafkid situation.
Exactly. Okay. A shomer with the mafkid, which is, you know, what we've dealt with it's quite extensively in the previous parak, appropriately called parak hamafkid. Okay. That was the Bikadon case, and now the Oshak is also a case of a Bikadon. But it's not your normal Bikadon that I own an item and I ask you to be the Shoimer, but it's talking about a case where the employer owned an item, he wanted to go and prove that he's going to go and pay his wages.
It's like a potiki type thing. You'll collect from this.
Okay, fine, good. And he goes and gives it now to the employee who doesn't really trust him. He says, I want to make a kinyan on it. He makes a kinyan on it, but the employer says he didn't work even one moment yet for me. I'm taking it back. So he takes it back. Fine. You'll hold it as a bikkud, but it's really mine. I made a mashiach on it. And now, if at the end, after he put in his day's work or his week's work, and the guy doesn't want to go and pay him the salary, and he denies it, mitafal sheshvua, oh, because it's tangible. And he made a kinyan on it. That's why the pasuk repeats it in the second pasuk that you'd have to bring your Hashem gezeilos. So that's the special case of the oishik, where in fact it was transformed from a simple wage dispute to a real pikadon dispute. Don't make pikadon, you have to go and make. You have to bring your Hashem.
So same thing about Hava.
Frey dimari achin sumas yad nami lehadre v'loik make kigoshin not loy heimenu v'chazu v'fkidu esloy. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu repeat the Oshik Esamisa? He said, well, we're not just talking about an intangible. That's intangible. And it was tangible. Yeah, but you have to make a kinyan. He made a kinyan. So where was the item? Oh, we left it to be gone. So why don't you say the same thing with Gabe, our case of Sumas Yod, that he showed him the same Kosher Aliyo, and the Malva said, but how I know you're going to go and pay? He made a Mashiach on it, and he handed it back to the Loiver. The Loiver is holding the Turtis Shoimer. So the Loiver, for 18 more, how could Sumas Yod Nami? Say the exact same Ukimta in the Basik. Lihadre, let it repeat it in Pasuk number 2, just like repeated the Oshek Esamisoi together with all the other guys, with the Gzela and the Aveda and the everything, and the Pikodin, but says to the more, let it repeat not only the Oshek Esamisoi, let it also repeat our case of the Tsumas Yod, Voloikme and Zetzain, in other words, Seinu Kimte, in the Pasuk, like we just said by the Oshek Esamisoi, Kigon Shenot Leimenu, that the Malve took it from him. He made a kinyan mit HaMashiach, and then he gave it back. And now we'll have not trei gavni pikadon, we'll have shloishe gavni pikadon. So why didn't the Torah say that? Why did the Torah discriminate between the wages case and between the case of the loan? So tomorrow, ihadre kra, if the Torah would repeat it a second time, so in other words, the two psukah would be totally consistent. We start off that there was the denial and false shvur relating to five items, and now now he's moed mitzvah, the heishiv is a gzela. If we were to repeat all four, five items, then we wouldn't be able to ask any kashas on Reish Lakish, or Rabbi Yochanan for that matter, and we wouldn't be able to bring any rayas. Why wouldn't be able to ask kashas or rayas? Because in fact it's talking about that he made a kinyan mashiach, and he denied it, and therefore I have something tangible, so I have to bring my Hashem gzelas. However, in the absence of a Mashiach, I would know the din of Reish Lakish that Mois Einan Koines Min HaToyra, Mashiach is Koine Min HaToyra. So it says, Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu specially drafted the Psukim these ways and presented them in the Torah, starting off enumerating five, and then at the end only enumerating four, to go and tell us that in fact, if there was no Kinyan Mashiach, in which case? By the case of the loan, no Hashem Gzeilers. However, if you did make a kinyan mashiach, such as in the case of the wages, well, then it's a tangible thing that you made a mashiach in an item, so it's no different than the pikadon, or the gzela, or the aveda. Ah, so that was a Kodesh Baruch Hu's kavanah, says Rava. Now you understand why a Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote out the five at the beginning, but only wrote out four in the second pasuk.
To teach us
that a great Reish Lakish is right, Aliba the Rabbanan, and not like Rabbi Yochanan. So he had recurrently to Yofta Lesiati. He wouldn't have a kashi, he wouldn't have a proof, he wouldn't have support. Hashadoy Hadrikra, since the Pasuk specifically leaves it out. Mesayele, we have now a Befeir Sharaya to Reish Lakish, like Rava said, that Mashiach is going to, and since no Mashiach was done, intangible loan, no Asham Gzeit. Freiti Mora, sounds beautiful, but I have one big problem. Is the Sumas Yod in fact not repeated? Vatanya, Omer of Shimon, how do I know that all of the five cases that we enumerated at the beginning, they're also the same at the end, even though we left out the Sumas Yod at the end? Because it says in the next Pasuk, if you go back again, if you have the Torah or a Shalem, you'll see Beis and Gimel, or 2 and 3, these are two psukim that follow one another. So we've only focused so far on the Beis, or the number 2. Vayikiyach to the Oshem, we pointed out, you have the Gzela Shegosav, you have the Oishik Sheoshak, you have the Vikon Asher Hofka, and you have the Aveda Shematza. What happened to Sumas Yad? Go back, go to the next Pasik, right? You have the Pasik Chav Gimel. What's Pasik Chav Talit? Oymikol Ashiyishova Olav Lesheker. And what is that referring to? That's not referring to a person that promised to go and eat kegel today, and then he violated his promise. That would be a shvias bitoy. That's a
criminal of yoreid.
All of a yoreid.
So what is the zayel situation?
Exactly. So what's mikol hashi yishov alav hashek? Zogtimar v'amr of Nachman back timar v'amr Nachman amr bavu amr rab l'rabbi sesumas yad liyishovain. Also, sumas yad is in the pasuk after all. It's somewhat camouflaged, because it doesn't say it expressly, but that's what Mikol Shisha Vilav Sheker. So you tell me you have a raya here to Reish Lakish. You don't have a raya, because that's what this pasuk includes. It's Sumas Yod, that's Mikol Shisha. Oh, the Hegemiya Le'adrikra of the Maisa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't write it, the Feirish, explicitly. It was camouflaged in this Mikol Shisha Vilav Sheker. In that type of case, in Mikol Shisha Vilav Sheker, that would be a situation where, in fact, he did make a Mashiach, just like by the Oshek Esamisa. So it is tangible. And therefore you have Hashem Zeloiz. Why didn't the Torah say it, the Feirish? Go and give you the Siyata, the Raya to Reish Lakish. That in fact, if there was no such Mashiach, It's just, I showed you the Elyon Novi Kais, but I didn't actually hand it over in the case of the loan, since no Mashiach was made. Nothing happened. Mashiach is Koinim and Atoinim, said Reish Lakish, until you hand it over mit HaMashiach. It's Gunish mit Gunish. It's good Reish Lakish, good to Reish Lakish, and he gave the funds. Moisar Koinais. That's the right Reish Lakish, says Rava. Against Rabbi Yochanan. Ah, it's in Mikoy Shir Shovla Sheker, but it doesn't say Befeidish, it only says it in an implicit way, but not an explicit way. So that is the Raya that Rava began. Kro is Messiah Leila Rishlakish. What about the Braisa? So it's Timur, because remember, Rava said both Kro, Umasnisa Messiah. So where is my Braisa? Masnisa Minolon, Zotimur, I'll tell you the sign of shaking the Braisa. And now we go for a diversion for a moment. To Hilchos Me'ila. What's Hilchos Me'ila? If you have Hanoah from Mois Hegdish, more than a pruta worth, then you're Moil, and you have to go and bring your carbon Asham Me'ilois. Anyways, what does it say over here? The sign Nosna La Balon Mo'al. If someone had Moishal Hegdish, and he handed over Balon, we had Balon yesterday. Balon is the mikveh guy, the person in charge of the Beis HaMerechitz, and you would hand over the funds, because after all, you want to use a Beis HaMerechitz. You have to pay $1, $5, $10, whatever the charge is.
Asimon.
Asimon, exactly. So Nosel Balon Moal, he gave the money to the Balon, and this is money of Hegdish. He is Moyel. He's Moyel just by handing over the funds. So far we have no Raya, but the Omer Rav, Dafka Balon, who? Tuli Mechas Mashiach. Why does it only talk about Balon? Why doesn't it talk about any time you hand over Moyes Hegdish to somebody else? You're Moyel. He says, I'll tell you why, says Rav. Because in the case of Balon, Le Mechaser Mashiach, what he's really saying is, the Balon is offering you a service. You're not buying a commodity or merchandise. You're not buying the box of tissues or the seltzer bottle. You're paying for a service. Service, again, is something which is intangible. I can grab onto the seltzer. You can't package it. So I can grab hold of the tissue box, I can grab hold of the seltzer bottle, but I can't go and grab hold of the service of going to the mikveh. I can go into the water, yep, but the actual service that he's allowing him to use the merchitz of the mikveh, that is intangible. Ah, says the Ifo, says Rav, Davka Balon Hudle Mechaser Mashiach, that's why the Me'ila attaches immediately by the handing over of the funds. Av Me'ila Yachrit to the Mechaser Mashiach, however, if you're talking about anything else where there is the possibility of Mashiach, because it is tangible, then the Me'ilah only happens at the time of the Mashiach. So before we continue on, I see exactly from this price, since it only refers to Balon, and Rav explains why, because you have to have a Me'ilah. Who cares about Mashiach? He handed over money, Moisa Koinis, money is gold, money is money. That's by Karka, and that's by Kedusha Isha and other things. But when you're talking about Metalklin, money is Gunish, you have to make a Mashiach. And that's why only with a Mashiach are you Moil. Anything which is tangible. As a result, so therefore Rava says, I have now arrived from this price as well to Reish Lakish. However, the Gemara is not finished yet. Right to Vatan, you have another price. Nosna L'Sapor Mo'al. What happens if you gave money to the sapper, which means the barber, and you gave money to the barber, again, just like giving to the balon, just like that, you're also giving to the hairdresser, to the barber, you're also mine. Faitim of a sapper, haboyle mimshek to spoilers. There, you are able to go and do a mashiach. What mashiach do you do? You do on the cutting machine, or you're doing, for instance, today we have our trimmers and our machines, those times at least it would be the scissors, that you could go and be moishek that. In other words, what the Gemara is suggesting is that if you go into the barbershop, even if you pay in advance, you could still change your mind. There might be an issue of a mishapara, but legally you'd be able to change your mind, unless and until the barber handed over the barber machine, the hair-cutting machine, and you took it in hand. Now you've made a mishicha, now it's already too late, you can't change your mind. Ah, says the Gemara, if that's the case, why, by just handing over the monies to the sapor, are you moil? According to the way Rav explained that price in Nosan Le Balon, it's only by the Balon because there is nothing to be moishich. But immediately achrit in the mechaser mashicha loymol at the moishich. No, in the case of going to the barber, you have the machine or you have the scissors. You can, and if you want to make this a binding transaction that they cannot change their minds, you have to grab onto it. So why did he say just giving over the funds, you're moil. It should say only after you take the machine in hand, then you're moil.
Is he taking the machine or is the barber taking the machine?
With feels it has to be a kinyan of a mashiach. If the barber, owns the machine, he can pick it up and take that and do it.
Why don't we say that he's moil the moment that the barber begins to cut his
service? Right, the service is starting.
He's not
starting.
Service.
He has nothing to
do with the keila. He doesn't go to the barber because he's an expert.
Right, whenever I go to the barber, I never take the scissors and cut myself. Exactly. I sit down in the chair.
100%. And let me ask you a question. When you go into the supermarket and you go and pick up whatever grocery, do you make I'm going to make now a mashicha. I'm going to make now hagba. I'm going to take out my suda and make a kinyan suda. Of course, din de malchus adina, we don't need to do all of those things. Money works din de malchus adina by the goyim. The goyim don't have a din of mashicha. So similarly, the goyim don't have a din of having to go and pick up the barber's machines or tools. It's not necessary. And even Minatoida, even if we're living in a Jewish community in Bnei Brak, where everything is going out be Torah, you also don't have to pick it up. The only purpose of picking it up is to make it a binding transaction. So that if I came into the barbershop and I paid in advance, I know most of us pay after the haircut is performed, but if you were to pay in advance, you would think, okay, it's binding, I can't change my mind. Says Agamar, no, you can change your mind. Why can you change your mind? Because since mo'is einon koinois, the money that I gave is gornish. You can have, you can be a chayzer by. You might have on you a mishapara, but other than that, it's binding. When would it no longer, when would this transaction be binding that you can no longer change your mind? If you did a kinyan mashicha. Now, what do you do with mashicha? You can't do a mashicha on air. You go and do the mashicha vis-a-vis either the scissors or the machine. Mendy, that was your item, but he's probably looking for a minion, not looking for you. But you never know. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, according to the way Rav explained the Braisa, that only by Hilchas Me'ila, when are you Moyel? When you hand over the funds. But after by a Balon, because Balon is nothing to be Moshech. But anywhere else, Avon means Achrita, the Machas Mashiach, Aloy Mo'alad, the Moshech, the Vreitimoyel, by your Sapar, there is something that you can be Moshech. You can go be Moshech the scissors, you can be Moshech the machine. So, Ibazoi, why does it say in our Gemara that as soon as you hand over the money to the Sapar, you're moil? I'm not moil. I could withdraw the funds and ask him for the funds back. Nothing happened yet. Mois ain't a koinois. Talking about a Goyisha barber. Goyisha barber, he doesn't have Hilchas Mashiach. The whole din of Mashiach we learned from the Pasuk. Amisecha means someone who's Yachet Itcho B'mitzvois. Someone who is another fellow Jew.
A brother Jew.
Anybody else, they don't have the din of Mashiach. It's not a discriminatory law. It's just telling us that there are different halachas applying to different people. The Gabi Yidin, you have to make a physical Mashiach. The Gabi Goy, you give him the money, and it's already done. So that's why it says in the Braisa, Nosn Sapar, put into parentheses, Sapar Nochri, then you're moil. Einachanami, if it will be a Sapar Yid, you would not be moil by money of Hegdish, unless and until you grabbed onto the machine and you did a mashiach. Tana miyocha bring arai. This is not just a far-fetched remote eret. I have another braisa. Nosel sapor, our barber. Oy le sapon, that's a sailor from the Lashon Svina. Oy le chol bali umnus, or anybody providing services. Leimol ad de moshach. Even by sapor, you have to be moshach. Presumably by the sapon, you'd have to take the oar and you'd have to be moshachit. Or whatever the service that we're talking about. You have to make a mashicha. It's kashan adon, it's a chastira. The previous price said you gave the money to the sapar, moal. Here it says, oh, lay moal at the mashich. It's the chastira. Elah shema mina, kamba sapar nachri, kamba sapar yisrael, shema mina. Difference between ayid and agoy legabi hilchois mashicha. And now we've concluded what Rava started off, and Rava said, I have both a raya from a pasuk and a raya from a braisa to Reish Lakish, that mois are not koina at all. Zero zilch by metalklin. Even in a Torah, you have to have a mashicha.
So, in the case, just to clarify, but the sapar,
yes.
Yehudi,
yes.
So that the customer has to actually say, here, I'm going to take the, in order for him to be mal, he has to take
not only has to say, but he has to actually take the scissors in hand and make a mashicha or hagbah, And from this point on, if the money that he paid was moitzedish, he is moyer.
It's a very strange case. It's very impractical, or it never happens that way.
You're not used to it because we live in a society where it's not customary to go and take the scissors or take the machine. I don't even know in the times of Chazal it was customary. But if you want to go and make a binding transaction, or if you want to be over in Hilchas Me'ilah, not that you want to.
That's Shogeg, amazing.
Exactly. When would you be over on Me'ilah? Only if and when you did.
That's the Sapra Mal. I mean, it seems like it's an ordinary course. Hey, if you take Moshe Hekdesh and you go to the Sapra and you say, here, let me, in the Mashika on your scissors.
Right.
I mean, that to me, it's Iker Chasim and Sefer.
It sounds quite unusual. Okay. Yes, I agree with you. If it wouldn't say it in the Gemara, I would also be dumbfounded.
Okay.
And we continue on. Now, V'chein Omer of Nachman, you all think V'chein, that means he also holds like Reish Lakish, and in fact, that's not the case. V'chein Omer of Nachman says Rashi, Kira B'yoichanan. In other words, after we've brought all these rayas to Reish Lakish, B'yoichanan says, I need some support over here. And Rav is on Reish Lakish's side, and he's bringing rayas from Psukim and rayas from Brises. V'chein Omer of Nachman, holds like Rabbi Yoichanan, Dvar Torah Mois Koinois, and only Midrabanan is Mashiach Koinam, again because of the Gzeira, Shem Yoim Eloi, Nisrafu, Chitecha, Baalia. Ubot Kalev Masise, the Ashkach, and he says, you know what? I'm going to check out the price and see if I can find a price, a raya to Rabbi Nachman and to Rabbi Yoichanan. And he checked the prices. The Ashkach, Nosna Lesitoin Moav. You handed over funds to a Sitoin. A Sitoin means a big wholesaler, where all the retailers would go to the wholesaler to go and get their produce. If you look at the last Rashi, four lines from the bottom, not the last Rashi, two before the end, four lines from the bottom, Nosl Titan Mal, Sitrain Chenveni Gol, like a big, very big supplier, a big supermarket, whatever. Umoichas Peters, Harbilichan Vonim Andiim, and he sells to the smaller storekeepers, the smaller groceries. But noisily Hamois Al Yad, because they're Andiim, they don't pay all up front, they pay Tzimislech. Right, every week, every month, they pay 5%, 10%, whatever. Kishay Moichin, when they are able to go and sell some of their produce. But Chilas Akniya Noisin a Rovoin, Domamu Otten Alakol. At the very beginning of the supply contract, they already give 5%, 10%, some significant down payment for the rest. So as soon as he gave that money, Mo'al, says the Brisa, Avgav lo yimoshach kol ha'peiros. He didn't want to moshach kol ha'peiros. Shehari harbei poisikim of basachas. He says that over time I'm going to go and take from you twice 500 pounds of potatoes or tomatoes or whatever it happens to be over the next 6 months. And in the meantime, I'm paying you a little bit, and I'm going to take from you a little bit each time. Guess what? As soon as you hand over the funds, Nosal Sita Mal, even though there was no Mashiach. Oi, no Mashiach? How is there Me'il if there's no Mashiach? Because it's going to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, here we're talking about something tangible, we're not talking about services. We're talking about commodities. We're talking about payrolls, right? We're talking about apples.
It's fractional. It's fractional.
And that good or bad?
We're saying so. It's not all at once. It's gradual.
And therefore, even though you could not make a mashiach on everything, because you're not taking all at once, nevertheless, your moil immediately as soon as you give the money is a charei to Rabbi Yochanan that mois are kais. Pray about the cash of the shlokish. You're a shlokish. I'm a feirish and braisa that your moil even something tangible. You didn't make a mashiach. Amlech Reish Lakish, Hamani Reb Shimoni. That's the famous Reb Shimon that we started off at the beginning of today's plot, that Reish Lakish is Moide to Reb Yoichanan, Aliba the Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon holds Mois Kindness. The only machloikis that Reb Yoichanan Reish Lakish have, Legabi, whether Mois Kindness Meditator, and that is Legabi the rabbis, the Chachamim, the Rabbanim. But not Aliba de Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon, everybody, and that's why Reb Shimon holds at the end of our Mishnah, back in Daf Mem Dalit, that only the moicher has the right to be choizer, not the lekeach, because the lekeach already handed over the fund. He handed over the funds, min ha-toyre mois kindness, the deal is done.
I would say he was mashach. Who's to say he wasn't mashach?
In our Mishnah?
In this case here, they were just bringing to say that he was mashach. He gave over the money.
Then why does it just say, nos no lesita, he gave over the money to the sita and moil? He's not moil yet. It's only when he takes the payers. Besides that, as Barry points out, and as Rashi points out, even if Yitaka took mixes payers now, but we're talking about, but he didn't take all of the payers, because all the payers is going to be a long time from now. And he's saying, nevertheless, all the Mois Hegish that he gave are all become Me'ilah now. Why? It was Moshech, and even Moshech wanted to, but not there. Good. Anyway, so bottom line is up to Yamara, it's Reb Shimon, no problem. Yeah.
If, according to Reb Shimon, Mois do transact, then why can the Mocher
Again, that's Minatoya. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees, like Rabbi Yochanan says, that Rabbani, you still have to have the Mashiach. That's according to everybody. And the question is, it's the theoretical question, what's the Nafka Mina? So the Mephorish are talking about if there's a Nafka Mina, Halacha between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. L'choyga L'gabi, for instance, Hilchas Me'ila, there's a Nafka Mina. That even Bizman Hazeh, even though we hold that there's a din of Mashiach, but nevertheless, once you hand over the funds, then you are ready in March. Because the Mashiach is Kaidis. Because the whole Takana, the Gzeh was made in a Mekuch HaMemka situation.
In a non-Kedusha, a non-Sarah
Kedusha. Exactly, by the case
in
of...
In a Chulin situation.
Right, exactly right. Zok Timur Abaita. Abel Omru Misha Pora, that was back in our Mishnah. Now, says the Gemara, very simple, Machlek is Abaye Varova. What does this Misha Pora really mean? Itma, Abaye Omru, I do it, Maidin Amlei. The person comes to a closing and he changes his mind, I'm not going to do it, we're Maidia him. In other words, we don't threaten him, we don't curse him, we go and tell him, you should know what you've done is unethical. Misha Parah, who you parah from those that are not Oymid B'Dibura. It's just a Maidah.
Rashi says, Bitmiya,
but because you're looking at a Rashi later on.
I'm sorry.
Where, if you want to look at the Rashi, it's on the second line. Maidin Lay, Da, Shim Tachser, if you're going to go and hold with your charata.
So
I want you to know this is what's going to happen. I'm not threatening you. I'm not cursing you. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you nicely. No, there's a curse on this fellow. You're not going to curse anybody. It's anybody. So you see, you're not allowed to go and curse. Rav Omar, this person is acting unethically and immorally, unscrupulously. So this person is not oisim masa amcha, and therefore, you're allowed to go and put a curse on him and say, you are cursed if you, chas v'shalom, don't do what you're supposed to.
So what does it mean when you put a curse on someone? What does it mean? What does it mean? It's not money, it's not penalty.
Go upstairs and they'll answer all these questions. How do I know that it's made laitina and not moidia moidina? So Rava brings this story of Masa Shoya. The Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Yehavu le'izuzi amilcha. Apparently Rav Chiya bar Yosef was a salt supplier, and people gave him money for the salt. They didn't take all the salt at once. They gave a down payment for the salt, and then they were going to take the salt over time.
The word salary comes from salt.
Salary comes from salt.
Yeah, because the Romans used to pay their soldiers in salt.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Are you worth your salt?
Yeah. Okay, you're worth your salt. Yeah, that is.
Okay. Salary, they were salary. They paid them in salt. Salt was valuable. They paid them in salt.
Beautiful. Anyway, let's say for Yakim Melcha, the price of salt went up. Also, the Kamad Rabbi Yochanan, there was once there used to be a Met Food store here on Amsterdam Avenue years ago. And 85 and 86.
Yeah.
And so the moicher over there wanted to make maximum money, because after all, you're in business to make money. So, but you look at all the supermarkets, they always had these big posters in the windows,
sale and this and that.
So you always had sales like things on, like salt. You can go and buy two salts for the price of one. How much salt do you need already, you know? You can give, most places they go and give you on something that people need.
Instead of spoils.
In case the salt spoils, right. So you make big posters, you know, you normally get the package of salt was 49 cents, you get it for 39 cents. Mazel tov, how much before the Kimish and Fadina? That was, that's the point over here. Salt doesn't fluctuate in price a lot. And so Reb Chiya bar Yosef made up to go and sell salt, I don't know, for 50 cents a dollar, whatever it was, and it went up now to 60 cents a dollar. So he wanted to go and change his mind. In other words, he wanted to have charata and say, Raboisa, you know, the price went up. If you want me to continue supplying the salt, I want to charge you more. But of course, he wasn't going to do that on his own. Also, the Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, am I allowed to go and do that? Amalei, said Rabbi Yochanan, said, no, Zilavlu. You have to go and pay. You made up. You have to pay. Yeah, but I only received a small down payment. I didn't receive or the entire amount, and so therefore, you know, what I do, the rest of it is, you know, just Dvarim Ba'alma. Right. So he told him, Zil Havlehu, you have to keep your word, V'iloi Kabal Alach Misha Para, you agreed, you have to Avu Misha Para. Okay, so that was the story in brief. Says now, Rava to Abaya, The amris oiduim oidinan lei. If you're telling me that all you have to do is inform and advise the person, I want you to know that if you change your mind, you're going to have a mishapara. Did Reb Chiya bar Yosef need to be advised? After all, says Rashi, he was a Talmud Chacham. Don't you think he learned Masechtas Bava Metzi and he knew Perek Hazav, and he knew all the halachas? You don't have to tell him that there's a mishapara advised. Freiti Morris is a charai that it's a Meila Laitina and it's not just Moedina. Then the more asked the obvious question. The Alamai, Meila Laitina Lei, Reb Chiya bar Yosef, Osi the Kabuli Alei, Latusa Drabanan. If you're telling me Reb Chiya bar Yosef is a Yida Talmud Chacham, so he knows that a Mishapara means Mishapara, and if you're going to tell me, you don't have to be Moedia him, but it means to go and have a curse. Does he need to hear from Reb Yochanan that Chas Hashom he's going to be cursed if he's going to go and withdraw and not continue supplying the salt? And therefore says the Gemara, truth of the matter is, we don't have a raya either way from the story of Reb Chiya bar Yosef. El Reb Chiya bar Yosef, a rovin hu diahavi lei, hu sava kenegdu hu kaina, v'yom le Reb Yochanan kenegd kula hu kaina. Reb Chiya bar Yosef was a big Talmud Chacham. He didn't need to go and consult with Reb Yochanan about whether you have a haidur of a Mishapara, or whether it's Mele Laitin, if there's a curse in Mishapara, but rather what his view was, since they only paid a down payment, let's assume they paid 10% Lamashal. Okay, for that 10% that I received the money, that was Mois, even if you hold Mois Einan Koina, it's fine, but as a result of giving money and having the Dibur and the money together is a Mishapara. But he thought it's only connected to your Koina on that 10%. So therefore, if he made up that he's going to go and give 50 pounds of salt for $50, whatever, and they paid $10, so the $10 would be connected to 10 pounds of salt. Yeah. On those 10 pounds of salt, I'm not going to change my mind, even though I only supplied so far 1 pound of salt or 2 pounds of salt. I'm going to give you the 10 because you pay me $10. Therefore, avada, I'm not going to have mishapara or lila. But what about the other 40 pounds? And that I didn't get any payment at all. It's just dibur. Maybe it's the lacha of Ein Ruach HaCham Noichei Menu. Maybe it doesn't rise to the level of the Mishapara. Says Rabbi Yochan, I'm very sorry. Since this was a supply contract to give the 50, even though they only paid 10, it makes no difference. Once they paid something, you're done, and there's already a Mishapara at that point. Locked in for the entire.
For the entire amount.
The entire supply contract, and not just on the 10%, whatever you get. So that's Luzuk. Chiya bar Yosef, Yerov, and Hudi Abilei. Who's ever going to get a kainu? We're going to get a kainu. Kula yekainu. Okay, so therefore, the Gabi, our Shaila of Beidua Medina Lei, or Meilatina Lei, says, anymore, we cannot bring a raya either way. So since we started talking about this Erovin business, says, more itma, oh, the Staka Machloikis, Erovin Rav, Oime Kenegdo Yukaina, and this is the way Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef felt and held, and so therefore make sure that at least Kenegdoi, you go through the transaction. Rabbi Yechon Omer Kenegd Kulu Yukaina. Now, Rashi already brings in now, although it's not necessary for our Gemara, but since we're going to talk about it later on, so Rashi already inserts that this Machloikis is not only the Gabi Mishapara, but this is also the Gabe Karka. What happens if the Karka is worth $100,000 and the person has already paid $10,000, Lamashal, and then now the parties want to go and change their minds? Says Rav, you're locked in on the $10,000, so you have to give 10% of the property. If it was 100 acres, you got to go and give them 10 acres. Can I do a coin there? The other 90, that's a different story. Since you didn't pay for those, there's no Mishapara, and you can go and continue on. So it's only connected. So that's both on the real estate as well as
Maris.
Yeah, but the real estate's not even a dinner Mishapara. What he's saying is that the Kenyan Mois are koinex, but it's only koine connected. So if you don't go through the transaction, okay, the 10% you've been koine and you're done. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, connected kulu koine. Even though they only paid 10%, but if that was the deal that he pays 10% up front, then he's going to pay the rest to get twice in installments or at the closing or whatever it was. It makes no difference. It's connected kulai. So both the Gabi Armetalton case, you'd have Mishapara on everything, like Rabbi Yochanan and Paskin to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, right? Rabbi Yochanan the Shitosai, as well as the Gabi the Karka. You were koine the entire Karka. If that was the deal, that you're paying now 10%, you're koine the Karka, you're koine the whole thing. Yes, you owe the other 90% of the money. But it's not just connected kulai, you're koine everything. If you want to look at the Rashi, so Rashi, a Ravoin. This is the Ravoin by 10 lines of Mikta Samois Nosan Loi, Al Pisak Maruba. He gave him only part of it, against a much larger amount. Zokti Yimara, who savak negdu koinem? Imachiris karko sheniknis bekesef koinem kinyan gomor. Imachiris metalklin koinem connected the gabe the misha part. That's according to Rab. On everything. So that's the wider b'chir. But Yosef had the child, that's why he went to Rabbi Yochanan. Bring tomorrow meisvei, halfway down the Amid. Hanoisen eroven lechaver. Now Rashi points out that although we're using the exact same term eroven as we used two lines ago, this eroven is slightly different. If you look at the next Rashi, hanoisen eroven. Lidom lahidali el. We're not talking about a down payment of part of the money, but rather this erovin was intended to be a penalty if you change your mind. So in real estate they have something known as a hard deposit. The hard deposit, if afterwards you change your mind, you lose it. In other words, usually the contract says you have to close within 30 days, 45 days, whatever. If you don't close in that time, you lose it. So therefore says Agamar, I know you said Rav Nechaveh, a person gave that type of hard deposit to the other person, the Omalai, and he coupled it with the following words. Im ani choizer bi, if I change my mind and I don't go through the transaction, ervoini mochalach, you keep the Eravin. That's the knas that Rashi is referring to, the penalty, I lose it. And the other one says, on the other hand, if I'm going to have charata, then I'm going to double your eravin. That means that I'm going to go and pay twice, but it could mean that I'm going to give you back your eravin together with an additional amount of eravin. In other words, each one could be as having the same risk of the same lamashal, $10,000. He says, if I don't go through the transaction, you keep the 10. And the other guy says, not only give you back the 10, I'll give you my own 10. Perhaps that's what he means. Anyway, regardless, which is Rabbi Yossi, Niskaimar Tanoim. These Tanoim you have to fulfill, and they're binding on both parties. And if one of them changes their mind, they either lose their Rav and have to pay the amount of the Rav. Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, the Tanoim, you must mach the Kanya. Even though we're talking about asmacht. In other words, if I were to go and change my mind, he doesn't expect to. That's the reason why normally if a person expects to change his mind, he's not going to go and put down a large, fixed, hard deposit. You know, he wants to be able to get his monies back. He wants to have strings attached. The fact that he's willing to go and say that, that means he doesn't ever intend to forfeit, that he's not going to change his mind. But unfortunately, circumstances change. So the Gemara asmachta kanya, even though he was sure. It's just like, you know, a person who's a gambler. Why does he gamble? Because he's sure he's going to win. 99% of the gamblers lose, but he's sure he's going to win. If he knew that he was going to lose, he wouldn't go and put the money on the table. It'd be ridiculous. So it can be as a little entertainment, but it's not worth the money. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, tell me, asmachta kanya. That's Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda, ima daya shenikne kineged ervoina. No, no. What happens is, if they don't go ahead with the transaction, everybody takes keneged eravin. Meaning, like Rav said, like Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, I paid down my 10%, I don't lose it, I don't forfeit it, I get the 10% of the property, I don't get the full amount, and legabe, the case of the Mishapura, I only get Mishapura vis-a-vis the 10%, not on the entire property. Not on the entire
property. I should be Mishapura on the 90% that he didn't follow through on.
If he doesn't follow through on the 10%, since they gave the money and he changes his mind, that's where the Mishapara attaches to. The other 90% he didn't give any money at all.
So it's never
Diba Balma.
Okay.
So presumably you would have the Ein Ruch Acham Neichem. And of course, it was just Diba.
So you guys, it's a mixture of Mishapara, 10% Mishapara, 90% Ein Ruch Acham.
Exactly. It's only Mishapara, only on that percent. Remember, if you go back to Rav that we had before, who saw the Kenegdu, who Koine, you have that Rashi.
Right, right, so skip
the Machir is Metalton, who Koine Kenegdoi, the Schaid the Mishapara on the Kenegdoi. Right. Not on the rest of the amount, okay. Only on that amount. Zogdig Moravaita.
Asmach the Kenegdu, you know, Mary Dyer, Kenegdu, I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking at later Rashi's as well. Zogdig Mora. So this is what Rabbi Yudas. Daishik, Kenegdu, so not. So Rashi says, I disagree with Rabbi Yossi. There is no knas. He doesn't forfeit his eravin. The other person doesn't have to be koifel the eravin. All that is off the table. Rather, since you gave a binding, a hard deposit, it's connected to eravin. The man well, when do I say it's only kineged avoynai? Because man she'omaloi avoyni yikoy. I want my erovin to be koina. In other words, that is going to be koina, its percentage of the larger transaction. He went and the purchase price was mushal 1,000. Well, part of the mehem chamish mezuz, and he paid 500. A very chaticha rud eskabi, not right, just right, right, a down payment. He paid 50%. Kona umachzil lo yisashar afili achik kamishan. The deal is vis-a-vis the entire property, and he has to go and pay the installments over time, whatever the deal is. So Gemara, that's vis-a-vis the real estate. My love would in the metaltalin b'destoma kani lahu lekulu loy. That by metaltalin will say the same thing, just like you said legabi the karka. By giving the $500 a rovin, that is now not just an rovin, a binding on the 500, but on the entire amount.
That's an all or nothing transaction.
Exactly.
Metaltalin are commodities, they're divisible, functionally divisible.
Yeah, but here we're taking a piece of property, which is
property, not. The whole house. You can't take the house and split it up. I'll have the bedroom.
The house. What happens if you have a field? But he says,
even that, it's not economically functional.
Go back to our.
I'm holding my question. I'm waiting to see other people. But it feels like if it's a corner of a field, you can't work it. It's not economically viable.
I hear you loud and clear. What you can do after that is he's koine kineged ervoina. You paid the 10%, whatever it is. He said the magic words is Shimon and Mengamlia ervoini yikar. He gets that 10%. It's not going to be viable, then he'll have to negotiate for the rest of the other 90%. But the point is that if he paid an Eirovin, he gets that percentage, Kenegado Eirovin. However, if he didn't use those words, he said, I'm buying the whole house, the whole field, like you said, for 1,000, I pay 500, then he's Koina everything, and you don't go and divide it up into pieces. So that's by real estate. My level didn't let me talk the same thing. Then Mistama, Kadalu Lekulu, that if he gave the 500, and you didn't say Eirovin Yikoin, then you're coining everything, the Gabi Watin, Chas Hashem, there should be a Misha Para on the entire transaction. And so therefore, says the Gemara, don't I have a riot to Rabbi Yochanan and Akasha on Rav? Because Rav said, by Eirovin, even by Metaltalin, you only get a Misha Para Kenegdai who kind of, but not on the rest. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kenegit Kulai. I see over here that by real estate, for sure, wouldn't you say the same thing applies to the Metaltalin, that it goes against everything? There's no lie. If he didn't say express words, then it would only be connected the erov, and it would not be connected the entire transaction. Why is karka different than the metaltan? By karka, you said you pay the $500, then you say that it's koine everything, and you just have to go and give the rest of the installments. By the metaltan, you don't say that there's a mishapara on everything. You'll say only mishapara on that money that he actually handed over. Maishna. So it's more very simple. Karka, the bekaspa, konile, mamish, konile, the kula. There, you all agree that there's a fundamental difference between karka and metaltan. By karka, it's a mamish tikkakinian, mois koinais. So if I get 500, it says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Eliyahu Rabbi Yehuda, it's koine kenege, the entire kit and caboodle, the whole transaction. Metaltali, the koine, el kabuli, mishapara, the whole inyan by the metaltalin that don't change your mind is only that you shouldn't get a mishapara on you. Lekonele kule, it only goes kenege, it doesn't go over the entire transaction. So therefore, says Rav, you don't have a raya. You have a raya that got me karka, that I'm masking. It's kineged kule. But you don't have a raya, kineged the mishapara, the gabi metaltalin. Let's say that this machloikis is a machloikis tanoim. That mitzvah to be continued tomorrow.
At what time tomorrow, please? As long as we're discussing tomorrow.
8:05 in Miat Hashem. We'll have everybody get home after davening. 8:05. Vecheski might even come to me. In the meantime, have a wonderful day. Rabbi Yisai, Zadki Ben, Zadki Zim. All the very best. Call to.
Hello,
Brother David. Square, Brother David.